My name is Sam Flaherty from Tone News and Tone FM. So what do you think of what you've seen so far?
I've had a really inspiring visit to this local organisation called the Link Centre, which helps people who might not easily access other services that are available to find work, to volunteer, to find some companionship. And it's right in the middle of a community that is one of the most vulnerable in the area. So it's been really impressive to meet the volunteers here and the people who run it.
And how important is this kind of project within the community?
I think it's very important because, you know, some people don't have the confidence to go to a job centre or to go to a community group. And having something like this, which is two converted houses in the middle of the community, just makes it very welcoming. So people who've had a difficult life, who find it difficult to go elsewhere, can just kind of put their toe in the water, come in here, have a cup of tea, have a chat. And from that, great progress can grow.
And moving on, what has the response been like encouraging employees to be disability confident?
I think that it's worked well. The phrase disability confident sort of sums up the fact that employers need to know that they should be confident about employing disabled people because they add hugely to the value of their communities within their workforce. We've made good progress. We're meeting some of our milestones on how many disabled people we want to help into work, but there is more to do.
With regards to the record low of those who are unemployed, what effects will Brexit have on these figures?
I hope it won't affect these figures. We're committed to making sure that employment stays high. And more than that, I want to make sure that people who are at sort of lower paid work have the opportunity to get the skills and training to move up. So I hope that the continued growth in employment will continue for the next while.
What will you be doing to prevent these figures from dropping?
I'm going to continue to make sure that the right skills are in place so that people get the training they need. And generally, I have to work with the government to make sure that we have a strong economy. If we have a strong economy, we'll have strong employment figures. And above all, we need to make sure that that continues so that these figures continue to rise.
And finally, thank you for your time. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to add that I've so enjoyed my visit to Taunton. What a lovely place to be.